Today we're talking Basketball Wives LA Season 5 Episode 7. Angel Brinks is planning a party and Jackie's trying to make it a sex party. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my God. That's a good one.
What up, that's a good one. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for Basketball Wives. Season 5, Episode 7. I am joined in studio by Miss Char Jasso.
Hey, everybody.
Girl, you coming in with your lion mane.
Let me put the mirror up. Oh my gosh, look at me being tacky. Yeah, I know. I just had to comb, do something. You wait till you see me next week, because I'm putting some curls in this thing.
We know what happens when Char curls. Yeah.
Yes. Different woman.
Yes, God. All right. Well, let's talk, but let's just jump right on into it. So we obviously came in with the roar.
Yes.
Because that's what tigers do, right?
It's appropriate. It's fitting for the mess that went down with this episode.
Well, let's talk about that mess. So Angel Brink is planning for her fifth anniversary party of her collection. Mm-hmm. And she's at the venue doing a walkthrough with Jackie and Angel Love. And Angel Love is still a little bothered by Jackie for doing the whole Duffy setup thing. She was, you know.
I mean, yeah, no one likes to be ambushed.
Welcome to reality TV, Bo.
Yeah. Almost just knocked that over. Sorry.
So Angel brings, now I'm assuming she brought Jackie and Angel Love to help with ideas for the party.
She did. I was actually there that day. By the way, can we get the live feed? I was actually there that day. It was downtown LA. Really nice. I forgot the name of it, but really nice venue. And funny story, the girl, one of the party planners, I know her as Kai. Well, Nye, I call her Nye. She is actually, we have a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. She was, her college roommate was one of my good friends in high school. And we got to talk. And so, yeah, you're going to see, you're going to love her.
That's
what Angel Brinks did have them there for ideas and stuff like that.
Well, honey, Jackie is not one to be short for ideas, because Miss Jackie Christie felt like, if we're going to make this grand, we need to go all out. Now, it's just interesting to me that everything with Jackie, in order for it to be grand, is sexual. So Jackie felt like she should have men there, you know, yes, female dancers, but also male dancers. I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets turned into from male dancers to men showing their booties and G-strings, women's naked
nipples,
women with body paint,
body
hard nipples, because it'll be more erotic, and hard nipples are more erotic, and who doesn't want that for a party?
Mm-hmm.
And Angel Brinks is on some like, well, I want my party to be memorable, and Jackie's trying to get her to understand, like, honey, like, if you don't have dildos glued to the wall when you walk into a party, it ain't a party. It ain't memorable. You need some shit like a monkey and a tiger.
Now, the gag is, as Kiki Palmer would say, as she appropriated from the kids, but the gag is Jackie was dead ass serious about this tiger. Like, she was talking about it after production shut down and everything. Like, she was dead serious. This was not for TV. She was dead ass serious.
Has Jackie ever had a tiger at her party?
You know what? I don't know, but I asked Twitter. I asked everybody, I said, what do you think a Jackie Christie party would consist of? I did not mention Jackie, you know, like, at her, but she responded to my tweet, and she said, it will be lit. We gotta have one, sis. So I told her, no tigers. But these were the funniest responses. So, @_justdenver said, it would consist of cognac, emotions, and fuckery. @718Sean, that's Shaun, said it would consist of dark liquor and an array of hood snacks, which isn't a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Do you, Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is from Audrey Speaks. @AudreySpeaks. She said a Jackie Christie party would consist of strippers, drag queens, private boom boom rooms, costumes, whips, and naked people.
Sounds like Halloween. I actually, she would probably do a grand Halloween party.
She probably would. Actually, I think Jackie could put on any type of party, but she couldn't. But I wouldn't
she
let
would
her
be
throw
like the
one
new
on
Heidi Klum. Like the Heidi Klum of Halloween.
Yeah,
I could see Jackie.
Yeah. Not to backtrack too far, though, but there was a scene that we missed jumping into this show when Jackie and Doug on the yacht.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. Jackie and Doug invited Jason and Brandy. I thought this was cute of them to do that because mm-hmm. obviously they know that they're going through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
OG couple taking on the new couple.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know. Were you with Jackie for this one?
No, but
because I would love to know what was cut out.
The person that I know that went, they said that the food was divine. By the way, they got to write like all the production. Of course, was on the yacht. But what I did find endearing about this, and I noticed that the Twitter was going off, is people were like, "Wait, Jack!" Like everybody had like memes and gifs on Twitter. Like Jackie's kind of making sense. Her and Doug really did have some sound marriage advice, and that's something that you can't really take away from them because they have been married for 20. I think they just celebrated their 20th anniversary, and it's around Jackie's. Wow. Birthday. But what I did notice is, you know what, I may be prematurely jumping, so I'm not going to say that now, but I'll wait.
Here's some later. Quotes that like kind of stood out to me. Jackie was saying, focus on what you love about him, which true,
that could be a double-edged sword, because that could also be a form of abuse.
True, because that's where I was like, I would love to know what was cut from the scene,
mm-hmm.
because some of the things, it's like, yeah, that's good advice, but where's the other half of that?
Exactly.
Like that one. Or then, you know, Doug said, they get into this conversation where Brandy says, you know, yeah, Jason's come back and trying to fix the house. Like, I don't need you to fix shit with me. Like, I need you to fix
which
your
is important.
Shit.
Which is important. And Doug is like, oh, well, you got to give a man credit, which I disagree with.
Yeah.
If Brandy has a particular and a specific need that she has voiced to her husband multiple times, it is her husband's responsibility as her husband to try his best to tend to that need.
Yep.
If I tell you that I need my... If I'm constantly telling you that I need my lawn mowed, I don't need you constantly going to the flower bed and replanting flowers because that is not my need from you. I can tend to the flower bed. I need you to mow the lawn. Is this analogy making sense to you all watching?
Yeah.
Like, I have a specific need, you know, and I totally got where Brandy was coming from with that. And, you know, I'm never here for the whole boys will be boys. Not that that's what
Doug
used.
Yeah, because that's what, but he did, though. Kind of, it was kind of boys will be
you
boys
gotta
kind of thing.
You gotta work with a man.
You know, you gotta,
like, what?
He's fixing, you know, he's heading in the right step. Like, taking the right step. Like, okay, like... Yeah, of course he wants
That's
to fix his
enough.
House because he wants some place to stay when he comes in California
right.
and he wants to be around his son. However, what I need him to fix is his penis problem because somehow it keeps landing in other women.
And I can't say that I blame Brandy for that. She says she just can't, and you cannot really police, and I'm going to talk about this during WAGs as well, but you can't really police people's processes. So it's like, yeah, it happened. We may have talked about it. We may have went through marriage counseling, but you cannot supervise, monitor, and micromanage my process
right.
to get back to loving you.
Thank you.
If that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
You can just work on yourself, and hopefully we work in the right direction.
Yes, but what goes hand in hand in that is you doing what I ask you to do. And that's not tending to the house. It's tending to keeping your dick in your pants.
Questions?
Hello, somebody. I mean, am I talking to myself here?
I did love that Jackie said, Brandy, you shouldn't be blaming yourself for Jason's mistakes. Like, just to hear that from, you know, an older woman who's has been in a relationship
mm-hmm.
for that amount of time, I think that Brandy needs that kind of reassurance because she's not getting it from her man.
No.
So, shout out to Jackie for that. Brandy said she's so focused on the past. You know, that's a negative. You can,
because what's done is done.
Yeah,
you're still here, so you still obviously love this man. You still have some interest in furthering this marriage and working it out. You are still here, so if you're still going to be here, what you need to work on, Brandy, is letting bygones be bygones because you're still here. If the past bothers you that much, then you need to exit the marriage.
Because otherwise, every little thing he does is now going to rub you. You're going to think that way because that's what you're used to. You have to cut that off.
You
have to start fresh and new. And that's very easy to say versus actually doing
it.
But that's your homework. And
it's a process. And that's something you have to work through.
Mm-hmm. I did love Doug and Jason talking where he said, you know, it got to a point where I realized I have to break the cycle, because I'm always, you know, my father was the same way. He was like, you know, I didn't want to be that. I didn't want my household to be like my household. Well, so
that's,
I
feel like
that.
That's something that we all work on. And mm-hmm. shout out to Beyonce for Lemonade, because she talks about generational, some of the poetry in there sounds like, talks about the generational curses. You know, my grandmother did this, my mother did this. And a lot of the times I feel like we don't realize that a lot of things are generational, even when, if we want to talk things as minute as money management. Typically, studies show if your parents aren't good, if your parents are jugglers with their checks, you're going to inherit that, because that's what you know. That's how you've been conditioned to think. So it is our responsibility.
Maybe so many times I'm like, oh, I am like my mother.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'm better than my mom with some things, but other things I'm like, oh, Lord. However, it's important to acknowledge, at least acknowledge that, and begin taking the steps to better yourself.
Mm-hmm. We rooting for you, Brand, because I'm sick of this storyline. So I'm rooting.
Well,
for
you know what? I'd rather do this storyline than the apology one. I can stomach this one.
Amen to that. Doug took the Sacramento coaching deal. What's tea with that?
Okay, now with that, I don't know the details on that, but I do know that Doug was gone a lot throughout the filming of this, but Jackie stayed reposting his Instagrams. So he is coaching, and they do homeschool their children, which I found out. Doug Jr. was always with Big Doug. So yeah, a lot of the time he was gone throughout the filming of this season with the job. And Jackie was,
how was
so
she
dramatic.
Handling that? Yeah.
I don't know how Jackie was handling that in her personal life, because I only worked with her when she was at work. She's in work mode, you know, she's on set. But I feel like she was a little dramatic, because he up the street, but I get it when you sleep next to somebody every night, and now all of a sudden the other side of the bed is cold because they're in San Diego or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And we know Jackie like it nice and warm.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this. The Tammy and Duffy situation. Now, did you say you were at this audition?
I was at this audition for about 5 minutes because I had to leave, because Angel Love had to leave. Oh, however, right. You know what? Twitter didn't get back to me, but I said we need to come up with a nickname for the audition wig that Tammy wore, because it was very punk rock. She came in with the dark lip, the leather jacket,
she was gonna perform
the shake and go wig. Like she pulled it out of her, you know, the shake and go, just in case of emergency. And I did not know. What I was shocked about is when Duffy said that she was 27. I'm like, Duffy's younger than me. I didn't know this.
Yeah, no, Duffy looked like 34.
I didn't know this. Mm. I would give Duffy like a smooth 31, 32. I'm going to see if we can get her in here.
Yeah. All right, before we get into that, let's talk about the concept. So Tammy and Duffy meet up, and they're talking about the music video concept. So Duffy came with two treatments. And I don't know why this kept bringing me back to Roja with Kim Fields.
Yes,
and Cynthia.
It's a commercial. Cynthia Bailey eyewear.
She had the two treatments. One was like this like all white situation where everyone was frozen behind her, and then it turned into
very
like
Yeezy
club.
Of Duffy.
Yeah. And then I love how Duffy's describing the lights and drawing like these squiggles. I'm like, girl. And then the other one was more of like a music
video.
What was
the point of her busting out her laptop? I thought we were going to see the visual treatment. She just talked about it and shut it and then started talking. Maybe it was a licensing thing.
Oh,
but
man.
The other one was the video with shit, what's Tammy's daughter's name?
Jazz.
I was about to call her the other one, Lyric. But her coming up in the slab and her girls hyping her up in the back and stuff like that. So that was interesting. But Tammy didn't seem impressed by either one
of
those.
Yeah, even though she was like, the first one's more what we were kind of going for. Tammy looked like, I could have came up with that. And Tammy probably sitting up here. But here's a mother-daughter thing, too. Like, I love that Tammy could say, own up and be like, so you're directing this now? Because that's what my daughter wants. Because mm-hmm. Tammy wanted that power and that control. And it's her daughter, and it's probably her money going into it. Mm-hmm. So
very much so. And what I can say is Tammy's relationships with her daughters, if you can't tell throughout the social media, it's stellar. Really? I just love watching them interact. Even with Reggie, I didn't know how that was going to be. Because, you know, Reggie's young. I think Reggie's like my age, if I'm not mistaken. He may be a little older. But even, like, they have a whole, like, family dynamic. It's really nice to watch. Like, I will watch a spinoff.
I was just going to say.
There was supposed to be one, from what I heard on the blogs about years ago, called Roman's Empire. The Roman Empire. But I guess it never got picked up.
Interesting.
But anyway, the audition. Is that what we're talking about right now?
So then she says that I want to talk about the directing thing. Like,
okay,
yes, Duffy has these connections, which you have said, like, they are legit. Like,
and she keeps flexing that muscle. Like, Duffy's well connected, but Duffy is perpetuating something that I don't believe. You know, she's hyping it up for the TV.
It's LA. That's what they do, right?
It's very LA.
But here's the thing about it. Has Duffy, to our knowledge, ever directed anything before?
I've never. That was news to me.
So my question is,
I know Duffy to be a DJ and a DJ only.
You know, and a connector. So my question is, Tammy, like, how did that come about? Like, as far as, like, auditioning people and knowing, like, a video concept and, like, all of that, like,
well, it came,
that's, I mean, putting your neck out on the line and, like, really trusting someone you don't know.
That is true, but
just because they know Slim Thug.
In Tammy's defense, Duffy, what she brought to the table, Duffy seemed eager.
True.
She came with her shit together. She had, like I said, the visual treatments, and she seemed excited about this. So I would have, you know, while peeking around the corner, but I would have considered putting it in her lap too. She was excited, and it sounds, in a perfect world, it would have worked. In a perfect world.
In a perfect world.
BBWLA.
True. Because I felt like Tammy should have continued to be the director and pulled Duffy on as like a...
assisting. Because we don't know you.
Yeah. And this is my money, girl. Well, let's talk about it. So, oh, wait. And then the other thing I got from this was the high five over 30 thing.
I don't know what the hell that was about. That was just something to be said. I know plenty of that. To me, that's a cultural thing. I know black women in their 60s that be, okay, girl. Like, that is a...
And there'd just be some people that's like, you know, I ain't gonna hug you, but hey.
Right. No, I'm very Nene. Remember when Kenya tried to... She kind of hit her with, that's me. That's me in Hollywood.
Hey, Miss Parker. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. And I also like that Tammy put it out there and said, look, I just want to make sure that if you and me have a problem, you aren't going to take it out on my daughter.
Yes. That's something that needs to be said, especially dealing with this cast of women.
And before we get to the audition, the scrub line of Angel.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Loves.
Now...
if my nurse coming in, this ain't 1922 with
I'm
the
not,
day of MASH with the capes coming
I'm
in. Remember
not
they used to,
trusting,
the nurses used
to have that? Yes. I'm not trusting any nurse with the cape. And I thought that Tammy was going to have something worthwhile to say until she started talking about fucking animal fur and lace and leather and
shiny
what?
Denim.
What? They cut
is
up.
Is this Rocky Horror Picture Show or the hospital?
They cut up. They definitely cut up in that scene. By the way, I want to send my condolences to Angel Love.
Oh, yes.
You know, she lost her brother and her grandmother all in the same week. So
that's
she's
one.
Been in New Orleans right now. So we just wanted to...
We love you,
oh,
girl.
And another damn thing. The comments from last week, really quickly. No one's caping for Angel Love. They're like, are you all friends with Angel? Y'all must be friends with Angel Love. Da-da-da-da-da. We're not taking away from Angel being annoying. I'm just saying, you know... Get out your feelings. And some of you all need to really, as far as comprehension-wise, because, you know, people love to put words in your mouth.
Honey,
and I read some of the comments.
You could say something, and then it's we. Yeah.
I read some
I could
of the
say
comments,
and
I was like, that's not
you.
What I said. But people like, you know, implying things. I mean, I love you all, but really, if you're going to listen, then you need to listen with comprehension,
listen
darling.
To the
and that's
voice
not a read.
Within our heart.
No, not within your heart. Listen to the voice within your screen that you're watching this YouTube video.
But you should know this from Bad Girls Club.
I mean, I know.
Been through
funny.
The ringer.
It was just funny because I don't show bias to
what,
any of these girls.
Duffy is a cunt. I mean, that's a
oh,
strong
that's not
word
nice.
To use.
But yeah, I don't feel like I show bias. Well, I know I'm a little biased to some of them, but whatever. Let's move on.
Well, here's
on.
My thing about Angel Love. Like, I met her in person, and I thought she was a really cool girl. And when you meet these people in person, you kind of have a better understanding of the context in which you see certain things on TV.
Yeah, and
now it's annoying
that,
though. She is annoying. Like all those situations, she shouldn't have minded her. She should have minded her business and all of that. And I believe we said that.
Yeah, but anyway, aside
but she's
from that,
beaten snatching
the
all
entire
of the
cast knows that Char has a job to do. So even Woo-hoo! If even if you all are in your feelings, ladies. Char has a job to do, and I'm
here
just going to call
it
like I see it.
So the scrub line, like, but here's where it goes. So why did Tammy want Angel to come help out with Jazz in any way?
Why did, Oh, she just wanted her. I don't know, because Angel doesn't have any.
She was a dancer,
any,
or she was in Angel a music video.
Not, yeah, she has music video experience, and it was a way to, in my opinion, kind of bridge the like. Jackie ruffled the feathers, and Tammy was going to try to mend it, I guess, because Tammy is really on this kumbaya, you know, type thing.
Let's talk about the audition.
The audition was a hot mess.
So go ahead. Wait. So Angel does show. I mean, Angel did show up at what point?
No, Angel. Angel was there as, and like I said, they mic'd her, and she had an emergency, and she took off her mic. Well, they de-mic'd her, and we left. So I didn't even know what happened. I saw everybody lined up and stuff. I didn't even see Tammy or Duffy that day. I knew that they were in a room. That's when they were talking before they brought people in. So I was like in the hallway with a lot of the contestants. But what I will say is, Tammy, even though she says she's been in this game and auditions and stuff, Duffy, I took a Twitter poll. Let me pull up my receipts. And I asked Twitter and I said, do you all think that Duffy could have handled the auditions with a little bit more tact? And 87% of you all said yes, 13 said no. Now, where I'm on the fence about this is, and you know this too, we talk to our friends in North Hollywood who are dancers, and that's typically how auditions go. When you are acting, that's more so. I have never known, ever known, except for the church Easter pageant or whatever, for people to audition dancing individually.
Yeah.
You line them up as they're dancing, doing the routine that that you taught them. You know, you're writing down numbers or whatever. And then that's when you say, okay, can I have everyone in the back row? Thank you. Thank you for coming today. But you all in the front two rows, you can stay. And then it's a process of elimination. So I saw, like, Tammy was making a point and Duffy was making a point. But Tammy's point, in my opinion, was a little misguided, because this is not an acting auditions. Yes, you call people in individually.
Yeah.
Dancing is different.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that part. I mean, but I did see what Tammy was talking about as far as Duffy. Like, there was an obvious, like, in the, like, yes, girl, like, yes, like, all that stuff. It's kind of like you want to play a poker face, Duffy, because you want to keep it to a certain type of professionalism. But at the end of the day, yeah. Like,
now, see, yeah, now that you need a poker face when you're in charge of auditions.
But the other thing is, you kind of also need a choreographer there to see if these girls can catch up to
that's
the choreography.
What
she said, I just want, all right, ready and vibes. I don't know what that means.
That, like, to me, that was a hot mess. And that's what made it comical.
You ain't going to vibe in my music video.
No, you most certainly are not. So I see where Duffy was coming from, where yeah, we have to have these people in groups to see how a dancer performs in front of a crowd. However, you also need to know if a dancer can do an 8 count, because mm-hmm. anybody can freestyle.
And the other thing that got me was this an open cast, like,
it
dancing?
Was.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, how are you going to ask for the information after? Like,
I don't know how they rounded everybody up or when the flyers went up or whatever, but it was like a cattle call. And they didn't even show what we saw, those little 6 people. It was, that line was long.
I can
imagine.
But
people are looking for any opportunity, and then you see that you're going to be aired on television, so let me go in here and show out, because I got an hour to kill.
Well, honey, Tammy was unimpressed.
No. Tammy's face was hilarious.
She said, honey, this was a hot mess. She said there was no structure to this, which it did kind of come across.
It came across very sloppy.
Very, very sloppy. And I wonder how long that went for, that audition probably.
I was gone.
Because so I can know. Imagine Tammy having to sit through that and just being like...
Her face, she was like this the whole time.
What's about to happen to my daughter's music video?
Yeah, and Tammy's territorial about her kids, of course. So,
and it gets into this name-calling situation.
Best part.
Sweetheart.
Don't call me sweetheart.
Because I ain't your sweetheart.
And Angel Love was just complimenting Tammy on how she is handling situations now. I'm like, girl, bye. That was a crock of mess, but do not call me sweetheart.
Well, how did you leave that whole situation at the end of it? I mean, do you think Tammy kind of went overboard, aggressive, or
no,
it's kind of
because
like...
I'm with her with that. I'm very particular with pet names, even though I do call people pet names occasionally. But I'm very particular about pet names and people who don't know me, and it is all within the way you say it and the way you, like, Duffy sounded
boo-boo.
Condescending.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, like, calm your, like, it was condescending, you know. But I don't think Tammy likes nicknames at all. I think she has a Bonnet Chronicles talking about this.
Really?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken,
designed for this episode, I'm sure.
But yeah, I'm not a fan of pet names and nicknames and stuff. And sweetie, stuff like sweetie and sweetheart are very patronizing. They're very condescending. So I'm with Tammy with that one.
Yeah, and especially like, girl, you're the new one here. Like
you're 27.
Yeah, and you just told me calling, that you're 27.
You're calling me sweetheart. No, thank you. You can keep it.
Yeah, okay. There's like this guy at my job, and he refers to a group. He'll come over to a group of us, and he'll be like, "Hey, kids."
Nope. I'm not Ryan Lochte.
aren't I your boss? Oh, okay. Please don't refer to me as that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
I know I have a youthful face, but
a white guy on the beach yesterday called me sweetie. But I didn't mind that because I was in a liquor store, and you know. No makeup, a ratty ponytail, my shades on. I was feeling good.
Hey, sweetie.
He was older.
Yeah, it was probably, you know,
I didn't mind it.
I could get into a whole nother situation. Woman, I'm just going to say it because y'all know Courtney. We went to go get drinks last night, and she was she had got the nachos, and this group of four older women came in, and they were just sitting at their table, and they were just staring over at us. Not at us, actually. They were just staring at Courtney. Four older white people.
Was she in her Afro puffs and stuff?
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh.
And you just knew she wanted to talk to her. They, like,
yeah,
you could
they
tell.
Wanted to spark up conversation.
Girl, they gonna ask about the nacho. Like, it was just like,
oh, so
sweetie.
Is the chicken,
like, you don't
grilled chicken?
Why do you want to talk, like, to prove that you were nice? I don't know. It was just so interesting.
I'm sure.
Older people are just so interesting.
I'm sure.
But also out of this, we got the Angel and Duffy conversation, where Duffy was kind of shading the heck out of Angel of Love.
Now, see, the thing is, with Angel Love, I've never seen the videos. I've only heard about the videos. But to me, like I was telling you all last week when you read me and came for me, I heard, from what I heard amongst the whisperings on the set, is that the videos were literally just Angel being, like, the girlfriend. So when they hyped it
which
up...
Which is what she said,
on
too.
...on the show, like, look, would your man want you dancing like this in a video? I don't know. I know she's been in a Drake video, Anthony Hamilton video, like three people.
Well, we know she ain't out here popping nothing in no Anthony Hamilton.
Or Drake, but you know, you can pop some stuff in some Drake video, the emo rapper. But it's like, I don't know what that scene was about. If you all find the links to the Angel Love videos and which ones that she's in, because I'm sure they're on the Twitter sphere or some type of blog.
Hold on, I got it right here, actually.
Tweet me and let me see.
And if it's from this... Girl, I'm gonna need you to. Angel was clapping back by explaining that DJ had slept with. Oh, excuse me. J.R. Castro. Oh, okay. I thought it was Empire, but it's not Empire. Because I was like, okay, if it's an Empire, she's playing a character. And that's
no,
she's
never been on a damn Empire.
Mm-mm. J.R. Castro, get home, get right.
And you know what, Benson
and
Olivia...
It looked like she might be doing something.
Benson Olivia just asked a fantastic question that I did not think about. Why wasn't Jazz at the auditions? It's her... In my mind, if I'm an artist, well, in certain aspects I am very hands-on. If we're doing the Char show, you all aren't going to be designing a set without me being present.
Okay.
I need to be present so we can talk about how the set is going to be designed because this is something that I want to do. And I'm just, my personality. I'm hands-on anyway. I need to be looped into every email. Like, I'm dead ass serious.
Because it can't be my project if we out here.
I'm not slapping my name on something that's going to look like, you know, Boo Boo the Fool.
Honey, you know I have to play this right now, y'all.
Well, Benson Olivia is also chiming in saying that she saw one of the videos, because there are like three or four, and she said there were no bra and panty scenes. So that's nice to know.
Just type in Angel Love, get right, and this video comes up.
They need to time code that thing.
Castro.
Who has 3 minutes of a show to dedicate to that?
Honey. I mean, I wonder if the song... Oh, DJ Mustard on the beat, so she definitely clapping her butt.
She might just be doing a little jig.
Oh, this song's my everything. Actually, I would. Can we pull this up? It's J.R. Castro, get it right. And poor Angel, she's like, why are you playing this? Oh, and here we go. She's dressed.
She's the girlfriend.
She wearing a white blouse in it.
I've never even heard of a J.R. Castro.
I heard this song.
I don't know this is her. I did not know that. I didn't know that was her.
Ooh, Duffy, that is messy, girl. Because you just out here trying to find something. Because you know she was not twerking in no Anthony Hamilton video.
All I saw was a slow-mo video. That video was her slow motion walking through a house party.
Which there might be a little boot twerk somewhere up in there. You know
but
what
it
mean?
Ain't but, tip drill. That's the point I'm trying to make. This is not Cash Money Records taking over for the 99
look,
and
here
the
we
2000.
Are. Now we out here sucking Angel Love's dick again. Click.
Right, you know? Here we go again.
Like, well, I mean, so that was pretty much the episode. Next week we'll see.
Well, aside from Jackie and Angel
Miss
Brinks.
Angel Brinks.
Angel Brinks is throwing a kick-ass party. When I tell you all that this party was so lit, this was probably one of my favorite times working on the show was Angel Love's party. This party that you all are going to see next week. Now, when I tell you, I tweeted this out. If you miss the episode next week, you will be pissed at yourself because next week's episode is definitely an apex. That means a peak for some of you all. An apex in the storyline and in this season. But I say all that to say, I saw both sides. I took a poll on this too because Jackie did not want to wear
Angel's
dresses because Angel's stuff is very, like the fabric isn't forgiving. You kind of got to have that, you know, the body that all the girls are walking around with, the Kim Kardashian, the Angel Brinks, the Nicki from Love and Hip Hop. Everybody right. has this type body type thing.
You need
If you don't have that, then the clothes may not be flattering on you, you know? And plus, like I told you all, let's not forget last season when she designed a dress for Malaysia.
Booty, 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 rock. No,
Woody was hanging out. But anyway, so I saw Jackie's point when she's like, listen, I'm not where I want to be physically. I can't wear your stuff. But I also saw Angel Brinks's point as far as you are my friend coming to my event. I need you in some Angel Brinks gear. But my thing with we could resolve this if you custom make me something instead of having me pull something off the rack.
Thank you.
Piece something together for me really fast.
Which you would think she would do that because...
Actually, Jackie said not really fast because she don't really do that. But she had a dress picked out for the event. I took a Twitter poll about this. Oh, I'm all the way up at my WAGS tweets. Okay, so I asked you all on Twitter and I said, was Jackie wrong for seemingly not wanting to wear Angel Brinks fashions? And do you agree with her reasoning? 58% of my tweeters said yes, she was wrong. 42% said no.
Said Jackie was wrong?
Yeah, Jackie was wrong for not wanting to wear Brinks clothing.
Sorry, boo. If it don't look cool on me, I ain't gonna be looking like Boo Boo the Fool at your event. Now, if you create this clothing, you like, you ain't getting married. Here's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't your bridesmaids to be having to do this for my best friend, and now I'm gonna wear this because this is what you envisioned for your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, this is a party.
That actually, someone just tweeted me about that. They said that they were in that this similar situation when their brother got married because she didn't want to wear the bridesmaid's dress.
See,
and this happens all the time because she didn't feel... We hear this in particular all the time. She didn't feel comfortable in the bridesmaid's dress. She agreed with the color. Just let me get... Everybody had a remix to it. You know, very Tina Knowles. It was the same dress in different variations. And she just wanted a remix. And so she ran into an issue with that. I think she buckled down and wore the dress anyway.
The wedding... Here's what I learned. Weddings are not your day. It's for somebody else. And if they don't want to be thoughtful of that, you know what I mean? You just, for one day,
hey,
you're going to have to suck it in. Okay?
Get information. Do now, a master cleanse, as you know.
Angel Brinks, like, here's the thing. You gonna get mad, then, girl, I mean, I don't have to come to your event. Now, I don't not want to support you, but, girl, you ain't trying to support my body figure. So, I can't go there. And I was just talking to my job about this, too. I said to them, I was like, y'all, you can't promote something and then have something half-ass on there. Like, because
no, you can't.
Then you're showcasing a bad product. So you got Jackie Christie coming up in something and it's going to look like she got it from like Party USA. You know what I'm saying? Compared to when like an Angel Brinks who is doing the waist trainers every day.
Right,
she got that
right.
body and it's like, clearly that was made for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I actually shout out to Jackie. I think personally for
that,
keeping
to me, that
it real,
was considerate.
You know,
that is, your brand does not cater to my body. So you know, but next week is going to be crazy.
Ooh.
And the party really was. Oh, that party was so good. That party was so good. And if they don't,
I wonder
show
how much
the,
they're going to show from it. Though.
I was about to say if they don't show the celebrity guests that were there, I'll tell you all about it next week because it was such an odd mix.
Yeah, I would think.
And the guest list was an odd mix, too. But I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not going to give anything away. But next week, you all need to watch. I don't know how they're going to craft it, but Angel Brings Party is, what's the shit?
So, like Jackie said, it was memorable.
It was very memorable, and
it will go down in basketball-wise history?
It definitely will. It will.
Woo!
It will.
I can't wait to see what's going to happen. All right, y'all. Let's head into what? Predictions.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
What are y'all
saying? Listen, I don't know. So we've attracted a lot of trolls today because I've been reading it the whole time, and I'm like,
I keep trying to like come in and like Benson Olivia. It's all probably trolls. The only one that I can keep up with.
Well, Benson, I like Benson
yeah,
Olivia.
Benson, you can say that. I'm looking for Caitlin Monroe. Where
Where's
you been, girl?
CC freaking all yeah. the girls?
All right. Here, okay. So basically, you already know what's going to kind of happen. So I'm just going to put this prediction out. What's going to really turn up at Angel's Party? I'm going to feel like it's going to be a mixture between Tammy, Duffy, and Angel Love. And I don't know why Malaysia's coming to the forefront of my brain. She's been real quiet the past couple episodes. So I'm wondering if something's going to establish itself from Miss Pargo.
I'm not participating in predictions.
Ah! I'm just trying to say something so she'll raise an eyebrow.
No, but I will
twitch
let,
a hair.
I will let you know. No, I'm not going to let you know anything. That's your prediction.
Honey, there you Boom. Go. I already predicted that when she was like the celebrity guest. I was like, well, we know Milan's going to show up. Someone from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood will be there.
Well, like I told you all, Milan and Angel Brinks are really good friends. She loves her some Milan.
Is Nikki and Angel Brinks friends? Because they're like same boat. You know, like some girls can either be cool with girls like that, or it's like...
I don't know if they even know each other. But you know, these reality show circles are so small. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But I don't know about her relationship with Nikki.
That'd be an interesting one. Well, on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep in contact with me all week long at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me everywhere as Char says. So if you want me to read your comment, tweet me.
Boom! Till next week, same time, same place with all the tea. Stay tuned.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.